Are you longing to deepen your relationship with God? Can you imagine what a life of living in heaven on earth would be like? If any of this is resonating with you, keep listening. Welcome to the Glory Invasion Podcast, where we discuss how to naturally live supernatural. This is your host, Shay Griffith, and I am so excited that you made the decision to invest in yourself and join me on this journey of diving deeper into glory realms. What is up, glory releasers? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come into the room. We welcome you into the glory and power portal where we discuss all things supernatural. This is your host, spiritual growth coach, Shay Griffith, and my co-host,
spiritual life coach, Raquel Wright.
And we are so excited, as always, to have you with us for another episode of Glory Invasion.
Indeed.
We hope you guys are having an incredible week. And if you are not, we hope that by the time we are done with this show today, that you are feeling a little lighter, that you're feeling just charged up. Sometimes, y'all, that's all we need. It's just a little pick me up, you know.
Absolutely.
You ever need pick me ups? What do you do to help pick you up?
Oh, prayer.
Prayer.
Feels amazing.
Yes.
A little talk with Jesus.
All right. All right.
Makes everything better.
Yes, it does.
Or you talk to your friends, your wise friends.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I do for a good pick-me-up? Yeah, I think that's it. Good conversation. Watch some things that you enjoy. Listen to things you enjoy. I like to study.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You're a bookworm.
I am.
It's beautiful.
I'm a wordsmith. I love words. Right. I love the word and words in general. Yeah. Anywho, enough about me.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to keep my answer simple. I really like coffee. Any other coffee drinkers out there? Especially white chocolate mocha. Man, if I can just get me a white chocolate mocha, I know everything's going to be all right.
All right. It must be the magic drink, honey.
It is. It is. It's something about, I don't know, prophets, prophetic people. It's just something about us and our relationship with coffee. I mean, it feels like I made coffee for prophetic people.
I guess I'm the only prophet don't drink coffee.
All prophets don't drink coffee. All prophetic people don't like coffee, but a lot of us do. And I'm one of them.
Okay.
Anywho, well, we want to get right on into this today. I am particularly excited about this topic today. This is another one of my favorite topics to discuss. We have been talking about the glory of God and the former glory versus what God is doing now, this new, fresh wave of glory, move of God that is happening. So if you missed any of those episodes, make sure to go back and listen to all the previous episodes so that you can just stay on track with us and stay on this journey with us. But we left off last week talking about dealing with resistance. You know, when God starts doing new things and God starts ushering us into new things, sometimes, most of the time, all the time,
Right.
I don't even want to front with y'all.
Very awful.
Oh yeah, it's you're gonna deal with some resistance. So that's what we left off talking about, and so we just felt like it was fitting today to talk about manifestations of the Holy Spirit. This is a hot topic.
Yes.
This is a hot topic because, you know, there are a lot of things, you know, floating around the internet. And, you know, this is not like a new thing that's happening. Honestly, these types of things have been happening for years. It's just back in the day, they didn't have the internet.
Right.
But, it's a hot topic, you know, because there's always this controversy around certain manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, depending on what kind of background you've come from, you know, like church background, denomination, some manifestations of the Spirit you may be a little bit more used to than others. And so what tends to happen a lot of times is there'll be controversy around certain types of manifestations of the Spirit. And so right now, and this is not why we're doing this today, but I'm just going to bring this up because, I mean, this is just what's happening right now. You know, right now there's a big thing going on about the Kundalini spirit. And there are some people that are saying that there are, you know, Kundalini spirits operating in some of the meetings where the Spirit of God is in fact indeed moving, but it may look like something that's referred to as a Kundalini spirit.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know a whole lot about the Kundalini spirit. You know, I did a little bit of research about it, but I don't know a whole lot about it. But what I do know, one of the manifestations of a Kundalini spirit is people, you know, trembling and shaking, like convulsing and like falling out. That is one of the manifestations. And obviously, you know, a Kundalini spirit is not, it's not the Holy Spirit. Right. We don't want to operate in anything other than the Holy Spirit. It's something that is conjured up from, you know, some other different movements and religions. We'll just keep it at that. But the point is, there's just, yeah, a lot of controversy right now, you know, about certain ministers and things like that that operate under a Kundalini spirit. Now, here is my disclaimer. Here's our disclaimer.
Yes, we're in agreement.
You know, when we show up here, you know, we show up here, we want to show up in pureness of heart, you know.
Yes.
We understand, you know, that the things that we believe, you may or may not believe or agree with, and that's okay. You know, that's one thing in Christianity we have to have grace for, is that we all may not agree on the same thing. You know, this is my motto. If we can agree on the basic gospel of Jesus Christ,
well,
you know, you're my sister, you're my brother. You know, we can believe in the basic gospel of Jesus Christ. All these other things, you know, are, you know, it's based off of your understanding of scripture, my understanding of scripture, your personal convictions, my personal convictions. Okay. We're just on here having a discussion. Okay. So just so that you know, this is not an opportunity for us to bash anybody anywhere. That's not what we do here. We totally come in love. And we are not, we're the type of people, we just like, we like to have these discussions because we do value, right, what people have to say. We do value
absolutely
where people are, wherever you are in your walk and journey. We, it's just, it's a discussion, okay? But anyway, but one thing, you know, we have to be really careful is that we are not, just because somebody may have done something wrong or something might have been done in the wrong spirit, that that just because something else looks like that, we got to be careful not assuming that that somebody else is operating in some bad or evil spirit.
Correct.
So, perfect example with the Kundalini thing. You know, again, one of the manifestations is that, you know, people, they go into these kind of trance-like states and they fall out, they shake, they convulse, right? Well, the power of the Holy Spirit has the ability to do the same thing.
Well, the Holy Spirit is the originator.
Mm-hmm.
And every other spirit is an imitator.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
So, you know, when Moses had to go to Pharaoh to speak to him, right, he had his staff and the things that God commanded him to do, the magicians came and did the very same things.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're in a time where they're calling good evil and evil good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're in a time where the lines of discernment are being blurred.
Yes.
Intentionally, there's great deception. There's no discerning between light and darkness, good and evil. You know, people are mesmerized by the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
but whether it's dark powers or powers of God, they are supernatural powers that work miracles, signs, and wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Mm. So we have to be careful and very connected to the Spirit of God to be able to detect fraudulent activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to counterfeit money,
mm-hmm.
those who handle authentic money to the degree that when counterfeit bills show up, they've got so much experience with the real thing,
mm-hmm.
that they're able to detect when the counterfeit shows up, because the counterfeit, what it looks just alike, it very much so resembles the real thing. So there are a lot of blurred lines, there's a lot of confusion, and I think it's attributed to the lack of purity.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing the devil can't do that God can, is, well, the scripture says that the wicked love,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how God was able to get when he had to take out the firstborn of the Egyptians. It said it because they love their firstborn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are wise in doing evil as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the scripture talks about how the enemy makes himself as an angel of light,
mm-hmm.
the appearance of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible separates the sheep and the goat. The sheep and goat both bleat.
Yes.
They sound just alike.
Yes, yes.
They sound just alike. So, you know, the enemy will oftentimes, then none, play on your vulnerabilities and give you a false version of love.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So, you know, there's a freedom, and there is an encounter that comes with the authentic love and power of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
There's a fruit. There it is. Oh, because I was about to say the only thing that hell can't do is love, but they do present a false form of it. That's too close to resemble that you may be able to distinguish from that. But Jesus said you shall know them by their fruit.
Come on.
The only thing that hell can't do or the devil do is produce the fruit of God. Mm-hmm. Is to produce the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall know them by their fruit.
Yes.
Because they're going to trick you with their love. They're going to trick you with their eloquent speech.
Yes.
They're going to trick you with their miracles, signs, and wonders, my God. They're going to trick you with their charisma and their interest in you. Glory be to God. And their false engagement, because they've got a different intent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch long enough and you wait long enough and you see what fruit they're bearing, it ain't going to take long.
Mm-hmm.
The manifestation is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we shall know them by their fruit in this hour. So yeah, there's a bunch of confusion and a bunch of witchcraft working in our media, in our entertainment, in our music, in our news, all over the place, in our homes, in our schools, in the education system, in the financial system. A lot of witchcraft.
Yes.
You won't be able to discern or pick it up or detect it if you don't have an intense amount of encounters with the authentic spirit and manifestation of God.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one rule of thumb I always tell people, because I do teach a lot, preach a lot about the supernatural, because the gospel is supernatural.
Absolutely. I mean, he said his word is spirit.
Yeah. You know, and I totally, you know, one of the things I'm absolutely called to is to bring awareness back, you know, concerning the wonder of God, the wonder and awe of God, you know, because at the end of the day, it's really not about miracles, signs, wonders. It's not as much about all that as it is the God who produces that, the source. Okay. It's really all about him. And so all these things, these supernatural things, they bring us into wonder and awe of God. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, I teach, preach a lot about this, and have for years. But one rule of thumb I always tell the people that I teach and mentor, check the fruit, because absolutely, as Coach Raquel just said, you know, you can have two different entities that do a lot of the same things, manifest the same way, but they're not the same entity.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
The same chills.
Yeah. All that. They're not the same. So the fruit, you know, fruit don't lie. And I've seen a lot. Well, you know, I'm sure Coach Raquel could agree. You know, we've seen some interesting things just on this journey. So I've seen a lot of real and authentic, but then I've seen some very, like, as our kids say, sus, some stuff that's kind of sus as well. Check fruit. If any man or woman of God are performing miracles, you know, if the attention is more on them and idolizing them than it is on Jesus, you know, those are things that, you know, you need to have your antennas up on, okay? And if it's causing people to do unrighteous things, if it's leading people into unrighteous things, then that's not what the Spirit of God does, right? But then I also want to help you to understand too that there's also this very fine line, and be careful, because we'll be so quick to label people as being false prophets, people operating under false spirits and stuff like that. Sometimes that's not what it is. Sometimes they may have character issues, and they may have things that they need to be purified from, but it does not mean that they are not operating under the influence of the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
Think about how many times you or I, you know, have just been in the middle of process and things, you know, God is purging us of, but yet and still God uses us. So please just be careful, because we don't want to, what the scripture says, blaspheme the Holy Ghost. If you are unsure about something, a manifestation of the Spirit, then pray about it. You know, Lord will reveal. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. So don't be so quick to put your mouth on stuff, and don't believe everything you hear, everything that you read. Like, you know, I know of people, big name people, that right now are under scrutiny all on the internet. People saying, you know, they're false, you know, prophets, they're false preachers, whatever, they're under false spirits. And these people I have received ministry from personally, now Holy Spirit to reveal, you know. And I want to say this, because see, I knew this was going to happen, because this is such a loaded topic, and I'm feeling really sure we're probably not going to finish this topic all today. But I do want to give some scripture context. So in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the supernatural. Now, one thing I love, absolutely love, you know, I'm a studier too, like Coach Raquel, you know, I'm a student. I love to study. I love to read. And so words are another thing. I love word studies. So in that scripture, it starts off talking about now concerning the gifts of the Spirit.
Correct. Yeah.
Now concerning spiritual gifts. In that verse of scripture, that word gifts is really not even in the original text. So we oftentimes talk about the 9 spiritual gifts, but the word gifts is not in the original text. The reason we know that, because when a word is italicized in scripture, that means it wasn't in the original text. They translators put it there to make it more readable for us. So really that verse reads now concerning the spiritual. So Paul is not just talking about giving you a list of spiritual gifts. He's not talking as much about that as he is just talking about the supernatural.
Yeah.
Concerning the thing, now concerning the things of the Spirit. So he goes on, you know, with that. And then, pardon me, he begins to talk about how there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Yes.
Right? So there are, there are gifts, there's the operation, and then there's the administration of the things of the Spirit.
Yes.
And there'll be a soon coming course where we break all that down. Okay, so there's levels and dimensions to this thing. But where I want to get to, the scripture talks about that there are different manifestations. It says, but the man in verse 7, 1 Corinthians 12 and 7, the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. So all this stuff he just named, again, what we typically refer to in Christianity as the 9 gifts of the Spirit. So he talks about He talks about the gift of prophecy. He talks about the word of knowledge. He talks about the gift of faith, tongues, interpretation of tongues, so on and so forth. You can go and read it. Those are manifestations of the Spirit.
There it is.
That's what they are. They are manifestations of the Spirit, but they are not the only manifestations of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So there are so many different ways that the Holy Spirit can manifest himself. That is really where we're trying to get to today on this show.
Or express.
Yeah. Express, right. They're expressions. Exactly. Exactly. So going back to the whole Kundalini thing, you know, there are people, we have experienced, you know, this ourselves, where the power of God has come upon us in such a way where we tremble and shake, you know, we fall out under the power of God. But listen, this isn't stuff that just happens in meetings for us. These are things we experience at home. Hello.
Come on now.
In our personal time. So it ain't about some special man or woman with some special gift or calling. It's about encountering the Holy Spirit.
Come on. That's good.
And so with this new wave of glory coming in, God will manifest himself in ways that will offend our natural minds.
Yes.
And so you need to be ready for that. You need to understand, you know, that you can't go with the trends and again get on the bandwagon of everything that people are saying to try to, you know, knock what God is doing, or people talking about things they don't even understand.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's good that you don't understand. That understanding, has to do with like a knowing.
Yeah.
And when you deal with like the root word of knowing is intimacy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
You don't really know a thing unless you've experienced it.
Yes.
Right. It's one thing to like have head knowledge, mm-hmm. but when you've got experience and encounter with a thing to the degree that it marks you.
Yes. Yes.
When you are, you can't argue with a man's mark.
My. Yeah.
You may have some scars on your physical being. I was talking to my daughter a couple days ago, and I've got a younger daughter. I've got one that'll be 16 soon, and one just turned 8. And I still need to teach, you know, the younger one how to ride a bike. So we're having a discussion about riding a bike and scars. And, you know, the older one, you know, she remembered the scars. Oh, God. The marks that she obtained learning how to ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So there are scars that have marked you,
yes.
that are tied to memory, that are tied to impact, that nothing can remove it but another experience.
Yes, my.
Oh.
Come on.
We running. Listen, we trying to stay in within these time parameters, but I feel something picking up now.
Come on.
So, yeah, we're talking about the experiencing God for yourself to a degree that you're fully persuaded that you can't be broken from it. You can't be removed from it, mm-hmm. because it left a mark.
Yes.
So it don't matter how many encounters you come into with witchcraft and lies and manipulation and things of that sort. It's a mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. the expressions of God, when you encounter those real expressions that happen in you and through you, they change you,
mm-hmm.
radically.
Mm-hmm.
They change you to a degree that, you know, you claim you had a real encounter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a change that can't even be reversed. There's an encounter that you experience that's hard to erase. You marked.
Well, with that being said, we are out of time. So hopefully that has stirred you to come back, because we're going to pick this discussion back up on our next episode. So we do want to thank you for joining us today. We look forward to being with you again next week. Please, you want to come back and hear the rest of this discussion here about the manifestations of the Spirit. But until then, be blessed. We love you, and walk in empowerment and encouragement. Until next time.
I love you guys. Talk bye, to you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us for today's show. We hope that you've been empowered and encouraged. So that you don't miss an episode, make sure that you are subscribed to the Glory Invasion with Shea Griffith podcast. For more resources to help you in your spiritual growth journey, join our Glory Invasion Facebook group. We look forward to going and growing from one dimension of glory to the next with you.